And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And it's time for my man, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from 18 Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, but am I good? Because, you know, it's kind of like I wanted to play the funeral dirge behind one of our, you know, last couple conversations on the speckled trout front. But I hear a little pickup in your step right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, last week started really getting good, but getting better. It had to have gotten better. God, I was hoping it wasn't going to get any worse. But, yeah, we had some really good trips last week through the weekend and into this week. And, you know, it continues to change for the better, too. We caught some nice fish on topwater over the weekend and into the beginning of the week to start the trips. And then we had a real pleasant surprise where we came across some bird schools where they were on, you know, the trout were chasing shrimp to the surface. And of course, the birds were diving on the shrimp, gave it away. And that's kind of a spring, a sign of that we're getting into a true spring pattern, you know, when the shrimp start showing up. And you know, with the water staying salty and clear, particularly down to the west, and even down through the lower end of the bay, we fished the island one day last week, earlier this week, and the water's real pretty down there. So as long as that salinity stays up, you're going to have these waves of shrimp coming in, and when that happens, those the trout are getting on those shrimp, and of course running them to the surface, and we all know what happens from there. The birds start diving on them, and if you get lucky enough to get on one of those schools and get set up right, drift into them, and I don't have to tell you because you've only done it like 100 times in your life or more, what kind of action you can have with those, and that's going to continue on into the summer.
Hey, Bobby, how does somebody put themselves, you're talking about these pop-up schools, but how they put themselves, where do they go to be in the zone for that to happen if they're drifting? What depth, what part of the bay, sound, what do they do?
Well, you know, obviously when the shrimp are on the surface, it doesn't really matter, you know, what depth you're in, because the fish are going to be right up under the shrimp. You know, so you typically, I wouldn't be, you know, if I was in 15 feet of water and there was, you know, I was trout fishing, I wouldn't be fishing with a popping cork at 2 or 3 feet under the surface. But that works when you've got this phenomenon going on with the fish or you know, just below the surface, running the shrimp to the surface. So that's my go-to rig when I'm going to fish a bird school, or I know I'm going to see some, I'm going to have those ready, because they work in shallow, deep water, keeps the bait in the right zone, regardless of the depth that you're in, you know. So the two key things is, one, keep your eyes open right now, because they'll pop up in a real unlikely place. These are waves of shrimp that are moving in, and the fish are following them, so you're liable to be running from, you know, one spot to the other and see that going on. And two, you know, make sure you approach them correctly. You want to come in from the upwind side and let the boat drift into them. Don't be in a hurry to get into them. Take a second to analyze, you know, how the boat's going to drift and how you're going to be able to make your longest cast, which is always going to be from the upwind side. And you can get set up on these things. And if you're in shallow enough water, use your power poles to stop on them or spot lock with your trolling motor, whatever you have to do. And even when the birds leave, the fish are still there. So the boat will actually spook the birds, but the fish are still there. So don't leave just because the birds have left.
Hey, Captain Bobby, a quick tip here for folks, too. When they see a fish slick, deciding where the fish are compared to the slick. Tell them how to do that.
So that's a good question. It's kind of the same concept. One of the things with the slick is you got to keep in mind that the windier it is and the harder the current is, the further the slick's going to be away from where the fish is going to. The fish are going to generate the slick, and then the slick, when it reaches the surface, is going to continue to drift away. So if you got a windy day, for example, you're going to want to get way upwind from where you've seen the slick. Versus if it's calm, you know, and the slick's real small, the fish are going to be right there on the slick. So again, same thing with the birds too. You really want to approach it from the right direction, get set up so you don't run over the fish before you get the bait to them.
There you are. Some tips, and you can learn those firsthand when you book a trip. Tell folks how to get a trip booked now or on into the summer.
They go to ateamfishing.com, and actually I think they're getting ready to put a bunch of pictures up from all of our winter trips up right now. I had a great winter with the trout and redfish, so hopefully we're going to have that up here sometime in the real near future.
As always, man, it's a pleasure catching up, and get back to catching, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, my friend. You have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.